It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 581. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. The show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, facebook.com/miketechshow, and also Mike Nation Net. And we have the wiki at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all the past shows, the audio, the show notes. It's a great resource. Check it out. I have such a jam-packed show that I am so excited to bring to you because I have great stories, great tips, lots of info. You're going to love it. If you don't come away tonight with a morsel of something useful, I will be shocked because I have lots of great things to talk about, including an iTunes repair I'm going to go over. How about how to easily, a little trick in upgrading Windows 10 Home to Pro. We're going to go over a great utility called Windows Repair Toolbox. The big story is how I had to take my HP mini computers for a client that came as Windows 10 and I had to downgrade it to Windows 7 Pro and the nightmare with the drivers. Because there were no drivers. Microsoft has released, finally, a roll-up post-Service Pack 1 for Windows 7. How to lock in your free Windows 10 upgrade and keep your old existing Windows versions. I think I have even some other things. So before we dive into the content, a reminder, time's running out. You want to lock in your tickets for the Toronto Unconvention 2016. It's July 22nd to the 24th. I'll be presenting with Marvin and Scott Young on Saturday at a main session. We have labs and workshops. If you're in the business, thinking about being in the business, wanting to grow your business, this is the conference for you. Remember, it's tax deductible. Tickets are $200. We have a limit of 100. We still have some seats left. Use my links in the show notes, especially the link to buy the tickets. And then there's also a link for describing the schedule and also everything surrounding the area, information you need for hotel and travel. I hope to see you there. If you do buy the tickets and you're going, please email me at miketechshow@gmail.com. So I can keep you in touch with different things that might be happening that's just part of the Mike Tech Show. So let's begin with the dental office that I've talked about with different stories in the past. They need two new computers. Well, not so much new. They didn't even mind if they were refurbed or they just wanted two inexpensive computers for the office. Not the exam rooms, but one of the things I discovered when I was setting up the system was the problem with the cabinet that holds all their equipment is too small to properly hold a computer. We barely have the Optiplex small footprint on the counter on the top of this cabinet. They really need a mini computer, a small computer. So my bright idea, and they have to have dual video. My idea was I will get you these HP mini computers because I've been playing with one for a few months and I love it. I will clone and put an SSD in there, come down, and we'll swap the systems from the exam rooms to these little mini computers and put them out in the office, the regular Optiplexes. So let's take advantage of swapping them out and getting some more real estate in the exam rooms. So I buy two of these HP minis. They approve it. They sign off on it. Now I made a big mistake. It comes with Windows 10 Home. And I don't know what I was thinking. The dental software, which I'll mention is EagleSoft from Patterson Software, does not support, not only does it not support any Home Edition, it will not work with Windows 10. I confirmed that on Monday, that it absolutely will not work with Windows 10. I said, you plan on supporting it? I said, you know, it's not going to be free after the end of July. And they said they're working on a new version, but it may not happen in time. I bought some licenses, some OEM Windows 7 Pro licenses at a discount from Amazon, actually a recommendation from Carrie Holzman. When I bought them, I paid half the price you would normally pay, and these are legitimate DVDs with legitimate keys. After I bought it, someone else that I know wanted to get one. I sent them the link, and I looked. It was double the price. They raised it to like $100. I was like, wow. I was stunned. So I did get a couple. So now I figured, no problem. I have a great Windows 7 Pro USB stick. I'll put the brand new SSD in, installed Windows 7 in 5 minutes. Beautiful. Okay. No drivers. When I go to Device Manager after I log in, no drivers. Nothing. No Ethernet. No video. No chipset. I mean nothing. I got 13 others in Device Manager. So what do? I go online to the HP site, right? Look up the model number. No drivers, only Windows. They had Windows 8.1, but actually not many. There was only like one driver for that. All the drivers are for Windows 10. This is a Windows 10 system from the beginning. Never should it run Windows 7. So now I'm thinking, I'm going to have to return these units or explain to my client, look, I messed up. We're going to have to go for another computer or get the drivers going. So before I embark upon this, and I was starting to beat myself up, I call Winston Wolf, and he starts talking me through, Mike, just identify the manufacturers of all the chipsets of all the different hardware in the system. Go to the manufacturer's site and see if you can get a driver to install. The first thing you want is Ethernet. That's the most important because now you can stay on that system and at least get online and do anything, or maybe I can hit my Synology to grab different programs and different things on the network. You got to have networking first. To me, that's the priority. It's a Realtek chipset for the network adapter. I download a driver, move it over to a USB stick, put it in. I get it. It actually works. I was shocked. Now I run SIW, give me a full report on all the hardware. But that's a lot of work ahead of me. So it was getting late. Winston, you know, was helping me out. We're talking about a lot of other things. Now I get a call back from Ken, who works for me part-time. And Ken's brilliant guy. And we start talking, and I look at Driver Max. Now, before I pull the trigger and buy Driver Max, I want to know if it's going to help me, because this is hours and hours of work. I get Driver Max, I run the free version, and it lists everything. It finds all of the key drivers that I need, video, chipset, USB, Bluetooth, you name it, it's finding it, but it won't install all of them at the same time. You can only do one at a time in the free version. Very painful. So for $28, it keeps saying the pro version, $28 and you have the license for a year. I said, I can afford $28 considering all the hours I'm going to save possibly here. Driver Max finds everything except three. Two of them are unknown, and one of them's a PCI communications device. I was happy just to get at least that far. So it was very worth it. And I believe if you pay for the Driver Max Pro version, you can install it when you create an account on 20 computers before it's going to ask for more money. I'm like, over a year, how many systems could I possibly run into that doesn't have the drivers? It is well worth it. If you are in that situation, it is absolutely worth the money. I am giving a thumbs up to Driver Max, because not only did it save me on system one, the free version, I didn't even have to register it on the second computer. System one, I did a full driver backup of every driver. I now have the identical system. I put Windows 7 on that system, another license. I load the free version of Driver Max. I point it to restore all of the drivers from the backup of the other system. Bang. Installs everything. I am very, very happy. Now, how do I find the drivers for those three missing? Windows Update took care of two of them. So you have to first register the software. So I activate it. The key worked. Everything's great. I then have to run that fix I talked about months ago to speed up the Windows download process. We're going to talk about other utilities later in the show and a roll-up that Microsoft came out with, but it's not that roll-up. I then run this utility and from Microsoft that really updates the Windows installer. Now I can get all of the updates. And then the first set is like 237. I let that run all night, go to bed. Then the next day, do the second system. Very, very happy. This client will never go to Windows 10 on these computers. Keep that in mind for the next story. I have an HP Mini that I purchased that comes with Windows 10 Home, but I want to upgrade to Pro. And when you're upgrading to Pro, you get a few extra features, one of which very, very important to me. So the difference between Home and Pro is as follows. This is what's in Pro that's not in Home. The ability to join a domain. So domain join services. BitLocker drive encryption. I believe this is important if you have a tablet, a portable device, or any laptop that you're taking off-site. You want encryption on that drive. You want whole drive encryption, because if you lose it or it falls into the wrong hands, no one's getting your data unless they know your login password. Remote access services. I need the ability to run RDP from another system in my home office to remote into that. Now, I have Instant House Call on it. That's great, but I also need RDP. Well, that's not available in the home version. So to me, that was the most important feature. Then there's Group Policy Editor, very important. And then Windows Update for Business. Now, if you're a home user and you don't need any of those things I just described, then you will be very happy with the home version. But me, I want the pro version. If you go through the default to upgrade to the pro version in Windows 10 Home, you have to go to the Microsoft Store and it will ask for $99. And then you can do the upgrade. No. I don't want to pay $99. I just paid money for two good Windows 7 Pro licenses that I know for a fact we will never upgrade them to Windows 10. And if they do ever go to Windows 10, they're going to have to buy the full license anyway. So they're not going to get an entitlement, a digital entitlement for a free upgrade. Can I use that same product key to generate an upgrade for me to go from home to pro? The answer is yes. And I have an article that I will put in the show notes that walks you through how to upgrade from Windows 10 Home to Pro without any hassles. The key is to go to activation and you got to change, and that's in the settings, update and security, and then there's activation. There's a big icon, change product key. You have to change the product key to a pro version. But if you stick that Windows 7 pro key in there, it'll say it's ineligible for the upgrade. You know what we have to do? We have to upgrade it using the standard Windows 10 Pro product key, which is common for everybody on the initial install. This is in the show notes in this article from ZDNet. I used that key, which is the default Windows 10 product key. I put it in there, and it lets me perform the full upgrade. Now, when you're done, to activate, you change the product key to activate, and now you put the Windows 7 Pro key in, it doesn't activate right away. You have to wait a second and then manually click to activate, and it will activate. I activate it, and it perfectly upgraded from Windows 10 Home to Windows 10 Pro. This article is spot on, and it works, and I did it. I've gotten two licenses for two different computers from the same key. So what does this mean? If you have a legitimate Windows 7 Pro key unused or laying around, or for that matter, a Windows 8.1 Pro key, this is the time to use them. If you remember when Windows 10 was coming out, there were great discounts of 8.1 Pro keys. And even now, you can find some great deals on Windows 7 Pro keys. This is the time before they allow or disallow those free upgrades. If you have a system that needs a new Windows 10 license, maybe you're building the system from scratch and you don't have an existing one, it's great to use that Windows 7 Pro key. I even used one of those keys on a clean install of Windows 10 Pro. It took the key and it activated with no trouble on a clean install. You want to take advantage of this. If you're in that situation, maybe you got clients, or maybe this is a great way to save some money. And I wanted to pass that along. So what about these Windows 7 upgrades? And I really need to thank a few listeners that sent in some emails here. Ben, George, and I also want to thank Larry for sending me the link for Microsoft Comes Through with Roll-Up of Updates and Fixes for Windows 7. There's a couple little catches here. In order for you to download it, you have to use the Microsoft download client, which happens to be ActiveX. And the only way you can launch that is through Internet Explorer. So keep that in mind. The only way to download these is using Internet Explorer. But once you download them, I now have a full roll-up. That's every update from Windows 7 Service Pack 1 to mid-April 2016. Great roll-up. I have not tested it, but I'm going to have a system tomorrow that I'm going to be working on that I will test this. That's a fresh Windows 7 install, and I will report back. But I think it's great. We finally have a roll-up that is so desperately needed for Windows 7. And I'm glad Microsoft finally listened to everybody. Need to thank Podnuts and the Podnuts crew, because this came out there with Jeff Halish, and he shared that, and a few listeners who also listen to my show shared that with me, and I'm so glad. Thank you. And all of those links are going to be in the show notes for tonight's show. A few things I want to share that I worked on that's worth repeating, and I covered this a while back. I had a client that could not get the admin password for systems. And the free way to do this, I had to do this again for a client. We had two systems that there's no admin password because they no longer work with that IT company or whatever, and they're just locked with a user that cannot do any admin functions or install anything new on the system because they don't have any admin access. The easy way to do this is generate, and here's what I always do. I generate a 32-bit repair disk for Windows 7 and a 64-bit. That's the only difference. It doesn't matter whether it's Home, Pro, or Ultimate for Windows 7. They all have the same repair disk. The difference is the bit. Is it 32-bit or 64-bit? So you need two. You boot with Windows 7 repair disk. Once you boot, you get to a command prompt. And this is where you have to type a few things because we're tricking it. Take notice on Windows 7 that there's a little accessibility icon on the lower left-hand side. It runs a program called utilman.exe. So this is what we're faking out. The instructions go through copying first a safety copy of utilman.exe. So you copy that to the root directory. Then the command line to copy the cmd.exe, and you copy that on top of where the original utilman.exe exists. See, this is the trick. You could do this in a matter of seconds. You just need what you're going to type. Now you reboot the system and pick that little accessibility icon. Guess what? A command prompt opens up. You now have admin access at the command prompt. You can begin to type net space user, the username space password. You've just reset the password. How about we could create an account, and then there's a command line to add them to the local administrators group. You can do this also. Once you've done that, you've just created an admin account, or you found the password for the administrator account, or whatever user you want. You did this, you spent no money except 10 minutes of your time, and you can now reset the password without any third-party software or other utilities. You do it natively within the Windows 7 environment, and you can hack any password. The key is having the repair disk and the instructions on how to use the netuse command and copying that cmd.exe over utilman.exe. Had to share that because I had to do that earlier in the week to two systems for a client. iTunes, the new version, have a client that purchased the iPad Pro. So in order for the iPad Pro, the new one, the 9.7-inch, to talk properly with a Windows machine, you have to have the latest iTunes. So he tries to download it and run it. No joy. He has problems. It errors out, saying to contact your administrator. Well, sort of funny because I'm the administrator for this client. I get the call, and we schedule time, and I go out Tuesday afternoon. He has a couple other little issues, and I take care of them. And I start trying everything. He uninstalled iTunes, and we tried to reinstall it. We noticed between 24 hours, Apple released a new version of iTunes, 12.4. The other one was like 12.3 dot something. Now it's on 12.4. I download that. I said, oh, maybe there's a bug or something, and they knew something here, and that's why they updated the version. We try to run that. I even right-click run as administrator. I'm following all the things that we find online to try. Got to clean the registry. Got to clean out everything. Run CCleaner. That was a recommendation for someone. Did that. No joy. Here's what the fix is. I wish I had read this first. It would have saved a few minutes. Go to Control Panel. Go to Programs and Features, right-click. Make sure you're sorting the name by alphabetical for all the programs. We need to see how easy this fix is. There's an Apple software update program. You right-click and click repair. It takes about 15, 20 seconds. I kid you not, the minute we did that, I went to the download that we had for iTunes and it installed and went through with no error. If you're pulling your hair out and you can't get iTunes installed, this is a great tip. You see why tonight. There was just too many tips this week that I've been running into that I have to share. This is my digital footprint out there for everybody to hear this. And for me to come back later and look at the links and search my own website for this stuff. We're not done. Compliments of Mike Cooley, Taz Cools in the chat, our moderator. He shared a utility, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, and I just haven't had time to talk about it. It is Windows Repair Toolbox, and I love the portable version. I love the portable version of all software because it makes it so much easier to run. Wait until you run. This is my new best friend utility. It has all of the tools that you could ever want running the programs. I love the GE Geek toolbox they have, but it's overwhelming. Yes, that's great and it's wonderful, but it is overwhelming, the GE Geek toolkit. This is a, let's say, a more popular subset of that, where you have hardware monitors, CPU-Zs, GPU-Zs. I love how it's laid out. Hardware, backup and recovery programs, Windows, useful utilities. You got Nynite, TreeSize, GWX control panel, Patch My PC, Don't Sleep, Fast Copy, Snappy Driver. You got repairs, all great repairs. And then you got uninstallers. There's six of them. Who knew? Anyway. The next tab is malware removal. This is the one I like. So now you're handed this infected computer. You can run RKill, TDSS Killer, Microsoft Security Essentials, Kaspersky, Viper Rescue, and Emisoft all unattended. Unattended. This is what you want for just letting it run and go away, and you even have unattended settings. Very easy to do. No fancy programming or scripting or anything. This is out of the box, right on the menu. You can run all these, and I've done this and cleaned the system. It doesn't take long, and man, it's just automatic. Just let it rip and run, and you get a log file. Here's what the system does, which is beautiful. Do you know before it shuts down, it uninstalls all of the software that you ran. So everything that you ran, every utility that it downloaded, because it has to go download it and then run it, it deletes it. It removes it. This is a beautiful little program. All those full malware programs, you get, guess what you get on the side? All of our favorites. Combo Fix, Rogue Killer, Adware Cleaner, Junkware Removal Tool, Hitman Pro, and Malware Bytes. This is very cool. Remember the utility I talked about called WinRepair? AIO, guess what? It's right there. There's a CCleaner. There's a disk frag. You even can one-click auto runs. How about one-click updating Windows, Java, Adobe Flash, or Adobe Reader? We're just on tab two. There's four other tabs. You got final tests. You can get a report. You can check the Flash Player, Java, Word, Excel, PowerPoint. What this does is it checks that it's running, that you can open a PDF, that you can run an MP3 or an AVI. Have it checking the host file to make sure it's cleaned. There's a notes area that you can save notes. Settings, this is where you go to set your unattended. This is a great program. I'm donating money to this because that's what they ask for. It's donationware. I love, love, love this utility. I highly recommend you play with it, explore it. It's well worth your time. Let's get back to one final Windows 10 word. I might be doing this for a client, or at least my son might be. Client woke up this morning to Windows 10, and she doesn't like it. Now, she answered the questions. Matter of fact, we were headed to a new client today, my son and I, while we were talking to her on the phone. And she was going to give it the day to see whether everything's working or not. I said, test it out. It might not be a bad thing. She went. She was Windows 7 Pro, and she was happy. It now went to Windows 10. There's a good thing that happens. When you upgrade to Windows 10, it gives you a digital entitlement. I'm going to go to my one system that's Windows 10 Pro. I go to Settings, Update and Security, Activation. It has Edition, Windows 10 Pro, then the Activation, and it says Windows is activated, but here's the thing for the product key. Windows 10 on this device is activated with a digital entitlement. What that means, for the rest of the life of this hardware, of this particular motherboard and system, I will always be able to install Windows 10 Pro cleanly and never have to worry about a product key. If you do this before the deadline in July for Windows 10, you can always flip back to Windows 7 or Windows 8, whatever you were. If you were Windows 8, you should just upgrade to Windows 10 or Windows 8.1. I hate 8. I hate 8.1. Go right to 10. Got no problem. But if you're Windows 7, it's a little tougher. There's things that don't work. There's software. How about look at that dental software? There's legal software out there. There are a dozen packages that I have clients that have to run that are absolutely not compatible and may never be compatible with Windows 10. Those clients cannot upgrade no matter what right now until there's a new version that supports it from the manufacturer of the software. But as a home user, or even a business user, if you want to try it, go through the upgrade process, then flip it back, because after you upgrade and you activate, no matter when you want to go reinstall Windows 10 down the road or upgrade again, you never have to worry about paying the fee nor having a product key because of that digital entitlement. So I want to remind everybody that you might want to get behind at least reserving that digital entitlement before Microsoft pulls the plug on allowing it for free. Great comment that Carrie Holzman had was, do you really think Microsoft's going to pull their Windows 10 malware that they have put upon everybody? Since it's no longer free, are they going to do that? Or are they going to change the screens to say, oh, now you got to pay and here's a button? Interesting. Is Microsoft going to remove all of this from the systems that didn't upgrade? Or are they going to extend the period of upgrade? Don't know right now. If I was a home user and I was running Windows 7 Pro, I think I would go through the upgrade, revert back, and then at least I have the option going forward and not spending any more money. I am wiped out. That is it for tonight. If you purchase from Amazon anything, that's a great way to support the Mike Tech Show and to support my efforts here. Use my Amazon link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back. It makes a great big difference. Thank you so much for everybody and your continued use of that link, amazon.micnation.net. I want to thank my sponsors and my not just the sponsors, but I have lots of affiliates because I love their product. And that's Instant House Call. Go to instanthousecall.com, download the 15-day trial, use the promo code MikeTechShow. Site analysis tool by Bryce, who runs TechNibble. This is an analysis where you'll get a great report on your website, what you should be doing. It's like $49. You got to do it. Tech Site Builder. That's how you build your tech website. MyMHSConsulting.net is built on Tech Site Builder. Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro to move anything from settings from one system to another. And then, of course, Bryce's Computer Business Kit version 3, the ultimate collection of forms for your consulting or your tech business. That is it. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening. I will be back here next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.